This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for tuning in, for joining us, for being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. I mean, you got to get informed to get engaged. You got to really hear it from many sides of the issues. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And, I like to do this from time to time because I think it's a good thing to do. Look, we went a long time. Station has carried the show for a long time. AM 1440 out of Santa Maria, California, every day. And God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the family. Yeah, and they are part of the family, right? I mean, overall, they're part of the family. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged. WBAR, 1230 AM out of Idaho. God bless you guys, too. Appreciate you taking the show as well. Out of Los Angeles, KHTS, 1220 AM. Appreciate that. I mean, you guys don't realize how many of these stations that have come to us because you've opened your mouth. You said, hey, how come you guys aren't taking this? What's wrong with you people? KYAH, 540 AM out of Utah. God bless you guys. Thank you for taking the show. KBJT, 1590 AM out of Arkansas. Now, look it. My mom's in Arkansas. Now, she's from Boston. So, I always love to tease her because she can't say Arkansas. She says Arkansas. Right? So she's not listening because she's not in the chat room, so I know she's not listening. I do love her, but I also love making fun of her. KLID, KLID, AM 1340 out of Poplar Bluffs, Missouri. Thank you for taking the show. And I mean that sincerely. I really do. I appreciate the time you're on with us. I appreciate the time you take listening to the show, being part of the show. And again, I can't do it without your help. Things have changed drastically for commentators, conservative commentators. You know, some just do podcasts, right? And the podcasts are a big deal because they're being locked down. They're not easy to get to. So it's hard to get the message out. It's hard to get sponsors because you can't get them. Remember, I don't care whether they're conservative sponsors, liberal sponsors, whatever. They need to see a return on their investment, right? They need to know what's going on. They need to make sure that the money they're putting out, there's some kind of return for, right? So, same thing here. We need your help as well. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Hit the donate button. Give up one cup of coffee. Send me the money. We'll kill you. And it'll help the show. And again, if a bunch of you would just see chip in one cup of coffee, we could buy some new equipment. And I could buy some new shirts. That would be cool, too, don't you think? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call, even if you don't agree with me, I never embarrass anybody unless they get just nasty. Otherwise, if we're not on the same page, it's okay, as long as we're talking and we're having a real conversation around it. All right. So what is impeachment for real? right? And I know everybody's doing the impeachment thing, but is anybody really explaining impeachment, how it moves forward, what it really is? First of all, let's just be clear about something. Nancy Pelosi already broke the law. Do you know that? She already broke the law because legally, and I know why she didn't do this, legally, she has to put it, to go to investigation, she has to put it to the vote of Congress. And she only needs a majority, so she only needs 51% of the vote. Which she should have no problem, she would have no problem getting at this point. However, she did not want to throw her people to the wolves, because there's plenty of those Congress people that are in areas that are Trump-centric, that are pro-Trump. So that's cowardice. If you believe in something, then put it out there, lay it out there, and let us deal with it. Let the American populace deal with it. And I don't think people realize how hard it is to impeach a president for real. Now, let's be serious about this. Congress, honestly, they can pretty much impeach for anything. And our founding fathers knew how corrupt people can be, how corrupt humans have been and can be. The average American really doesn't understand impeachment. Right now, when a president is impeached, you realize he doesn't leave office that day. He may not leave office at all. So only two presidents have been impeached, right? By the House, anyway. Andrew Johnson in 1868, some of you listening to the show might have been around then, I don't know. Bill Clinton back in 1999. But neither one of them lost their jobs. Neither one of them was thrown out. And impeachment doesn't happen quickly. This is why I said the Dems are afraid. They're extremely afraid, because if they weren't, they would be focusing on finding the candidate that could beat Trump and pushing him through the polls for next year and wipe him out. It's going to take him a half a year to make this happen anyhow. And they think it's going to get in the way of him running for... It's not. It's not. It's going to strengthen his case. You watch what I'm saying. Now, parliamentary democracies, they quickly remove a prime minister. It's really simple. It's a majority of votes. The lawmaker, bang, they're gone. See you later. Have a nice day. But impeachment processes are so much bigger. And really, impeachment has nothing to do with the criminal prosecutions like you see in the U.S. Justice Department, the courts, and what have you. It doesn't work that way, right? The Heritage Foundation has got a great link. It's a guide to the Constitution, right? And it lays out the impeachment process. You need to know what that is, because too many of you are writing some really stupid stuff. You're getting relaxed. Take a breath, okay? Just do some relaxation during the break. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you how this is going to work and why it's not going to happen. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Look, if you get informed, you get engaged, you get informed, and you can move forward that way. No, seriously, you can. Because you have the information. Again, not party lines. Stop spewing party lines. You're making the rest of us look like fools. Because we rail against them, right, spewing the party line, don't we? We're just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Yes, I'm doing something boring, But I want you guys informed. And the reason I want you informed is I want you to stop yelling at Democrats with misinformation. See, Mitch McConnell can bring it to the floor. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself here. So we're talking about how the impeachment process actually works. And I don't think Nancy Pelosi doesn't want this. She really doesn't. She knows the damage this is going to do. But she no longer runs that party. That's AOC and team. They're running that party now. Right? Really that simple. Now, this is not like some of you believe. This is not a regular process, if you would. This is not like a regular court process. And if you go over to Heritage Foundation, they have a whole guide to the Constitution and the impeachment process. Right? So Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution for Congress to remove from office the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, misdemeanors can be anything that Congress deems it to be for the moment. So even though, I know some of you are getting nuts here, even though they let Joe Biden get away with something, doesn't mean they have to let Trump get away with it. Now, I find that revolting, but it's just a statement of truth, okay? The second process that applies only to the president, okay? And we all know about that one. That's the 25th Amendment. But it only provides, unlike some of them led us to believe, it only provides for temporary removal, right? Temporary transfer of the power to the vice president, which makes them nuts. That's the other thing. Some of them right now are talking about impeaching Trump and then going after Vice President Pence right after. So this has nothing to do with Trump. They hate you. That's right. The average viewer of this program, the average listener of this program, they hate you. Okay? They hate conservative Republicans, conservatives in general, and God forbid you're a conservative Republican Christian, you're done for. You're to be drawn, quartered, and hung just to make sure you're gone. There's nothing to do with them just hating Trump. You need to be clear. Anyway, under Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution, the House of Representatives has the sole power. They're the only ones that can bring impeachment against the president. Now, they can pass a resolution of impeachment. They can allege that the president has committed high crimes and misdemeanors. And it requires only a simple majority. This is what they didn't do. So they themselves, the ones that are calling us lawless, they themselves skirted the Constitution and did not have the vote that's required to do this. Really that simple. Such a resolution, which requires only a simple majority vote, is similar to a criminal indictment by a grand jury. It's an unproven list of charges. In other words, this is what we think he did. Okay? Once they get past all of that, they pass the resolution, then they move it to the Senate. Under Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution, only the Senate has the power to try all impeachments. And you've heard this a million times. That the Senate is the jury as a whole, and that the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is the one that will oversee the proceedings. It's really that simple. Members of the House, however, can act as prosecutors. It's important to note that it's entirely up to the Senate to decide whether to hold a trial or not. There's no obligation. The Constitution doesn't say that they shall have a trial. It's up to them. They can decide whether it's warranted or not. Now, I think what the Democrats are hoping for is that it gets to the Senate says no way, no how, okay? And they think they're going to use that during an election year. Isn't it funny how mad they were that any of this went on? With Hillary Clinton during an election. That was your big thing. During an election year. During election time. In an election time. They were just bent out of shape. Big time about this. And now with Trump, doesn't matter. This is why I say to you. You know the joke. It's true now. If the Democrats, if they didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all at this point. Even if the Democrat majority in the House votes to impeach President Trump, the Republican majority in the Senate could just decide not to even consider removing him from office. House Democrats that are opposed to the impeachment say there's no point to passing impeachment resolution because it'll be dead on arrival at the Senate. Gee, there's a couple of Democrats with full brain cell capacity. Some of you don't even know how the trial works, right? You think they get in there and start throwing around processes, asking questions, and that's it? So let's say the Senate does decide to hold an impeachment trial. The Constitution says the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court shall preside over the proceedings. It takes a vote of 2/3 of the members present in the Senate to convict any federal officer subject to an impeachment charge. So they have to have a charge to go on. So the Dems are going to have to present charges that they have proof on. 2/3 of the vote to convict means that 67 votes are needed in a 100-member Senate. Right? That's a big hurdle. And our founding fathers knew what we were like, and that's why they did it. Democrats and independents allied with them hold only 47 seats right now in the Senate. That means that even if they all voted to convict Trump, they'd also need 20 more Republicans to vote for senators. Ain't going to happen. Just not. This is the same argument I had with the Affordable Care Act. Stop voting to repeal it. You don't have the power. You don't have the votes you need. So stop presenting it. If a federal officer is convicted by the Senate, it's not a criminal conviction. The Constitution states that impeachment shall not extend further than the removal from office. That simple. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about what happens when a president or other officials remove. What does it mean? You need to know. Again, I want you to come at this from a position of knowledge. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel. Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Afghans await the results of a presidential election destroyed by Taliban threats, the government used its platform at the UN General Assembly to tell the insurgents, quote, join us in peace or we will continue to fight. Afghanistan was not the only country sending a message. North Korea had one for the United States saying it was up to Washington whether now stalled nuclear negotiations become, quote, a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Monday's speeches wrapped up a meeting marked by global worries over the rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region, challenging climate rates, and the very future of the idea that large-scale international cooperation with the UN is impossible. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 2976. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26916. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. The night is just flying by for me. I don't know about the rest of you. Really, the show just going by at 100 gazillion miles an hour. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Thanks so much. And I do so much appreciate the time that you have spent with us. All right. We're talking about impeachment like everybody else. The only difference is, I'm laying out the process, how it really works. I want you not to get nuts about this. Matter of fact, I would somewhat giggle at what they're doing. Now, this is a serious thing, don't get me wrong. But when you think about how much they hate Trump, when you think of what they've gone through in the last 3 years to remove him from office, and the truth that they have skirted and the lies that they have told to get to this point, and the best they can do is to twist a conversation he had with another president and make it look like he was bullying the guy. And the president said he wasn't being bullied. Joe Biden actually bullied the president, and they blew it off. Now they're saying that President Trump strong-armed the Australian president. Like, this is news. Trump talked about this back in April or May. I don't remember when. He actually talked about it from the White House and said that he had spoke to the Prime Minister of Australia again about looking into these things. So, I'm sorry, where's the news? So we're running through the impeachment process and how the House really, it passes a resolution for impeachment. Sends it over to the Senate. The Senate decides whether they're going to take it up, whether they think that this is true or not. They take a vote as to whether to move forward. Now, again, this whole process is illegal at this point because Pelosi never took it. She dictated. She stepped over the law. She did exactly what she accused Donald Trump of doing, exactly what she accused him of doing. So what happens when a president or another official is removed? Okay? Now, conviction does not bar the removed official from being liable and subject to indictment. So once they're removed from office, if these are true criminal, if they're true criminal charges, then they can be indicted or brought to judgment or brought to trial. Now, Nixon was not impeached, by the way. Some of you are, like, really confused about this. He was not. He decided to resign before it went through the judicial process. And Ford gave him a pardon, so no matter what they brought up against him, wasn't going to stick. When they held, they couldn't do it anyhow. But a federal officer who is impeached, convicted, and removed from office, such as a federal judge or even a president for that matter, can be criminally prosecuted if he's violated a federal law. In other words, like accepting bribes along those lines. I mean, in this case, there's no federal law. He's violated nothing. The most important point to understand about impeachment is that it's not a legal proceeding. It's not like a federal, it's not a criminal prosecution. Right? None of the procedures apply. None of the evidentiary rules apply. This is kind of like a free-for-all frat boys that wouldn't throw somebody out of the club. Other than the concept, you know, it's really funny. When they talked about impeaching Obama a couple of times, there were too many common sense heads in the Republican Party that said, stop, don't do this. Other than the constitutional division of labor between the House and the Senate, the directive that the Chief Justice presides when it is a president being impeached, and the requirement of the two-thirds vote to convict is entirely up to the House and the Senate to set the rules. Nobody else. It's also entirely up to Congress to determine what it considers treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. Right? The Constitution doesn't call it out. In 1993, there was a Supreme Court case. It was Nixon versus the United States, but it wasn't Richard Nixon. It was actually a judge who had the last name of Nixon. All right? They held that the impeachment process is a political question. It was brought in front of the court. And they said, look, the impeachment process is a political question. It's not an issue that is reviewable by the court. The federal courts, for all intents and purposes, have absolutely nothing to do with impeachment. So none of that stuff. You're pretty much on your own. And other than that stake. Seriously, can you imagine? So during the course of the history, the House of Representatives impeached 19 federal officials. Did you guys know that? 15 judges, including Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Samuel Chase, one cabinet member, one U.S. senator, and Presidents Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. I mean, seriously. Now, this is not Joe's research, by the way. This is through the Congressional Research Service. Many people mistakenly believe that President Nixon was impeached. I just told you, he wasn't. He got out of there before he could be. You know that Johnson and Clinton both, right, they were acquitted in their impeachment trials. Of the 14 other impeachment trials held, 8 resulted in convictions. All those were federal judges. Right? Now, we could do this all night. I don't want to get in the weeds with you guys. But what is an impeachable defense? Right? I mean, seriously, it doesn't say that impeachable offenses are criminal acts. So technically, the president could conceivably commit a crime, and if the government, if Congress doesn't decide to impeach him or do a resolution of impeachment, nothing happens. Right? Treason and bribery, clearly criminal violations. Bribery, in and of itself. But the Constitution doesn't define high crimes and misdemeanors in that light. Alexander Hamilton argued in the Federalist Papers, number 65, that the impeachable offense would include the misconduct of public men or the abuse or violation of some public trust. Now, if that's the case and they go after that, oh my God, we have to go back. We have to go after Carter. We have to go after Billy Bob Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, Obama. I mean, we should go through the whole list. Right? And is impeachment really about the law or is it about politics? It's a political process, people. Any way you cut it, it has to do with politics. And this group has been trying to remove him from the day he got elected. What's her name? Who's that nut job out of L.A.? Maxine Waters. That's her. She has been screaming impeach 45 since the day he was elected. I'm sorry. It didn't matter. She just didn't like him. I mean, really, was that simple, right? If the majority of Americans don't believe that the impeachment of a president is warranted because there was no wrongdoing, well, the public believes that the alleged wrongdoing is not really sufficient enough to remove him. There seems to be little doubt that the members of Congress pushing impeachment will be unsuccessful. They may even suffer damaging political consequences. I believe this will happen to them. They got nothing. They worked for 3 years on something. What is the rush here? They got no... With that song, I Can't Get No Satisfaction? That's the song they should be playing as their theme song. They can't get any satisfaction. They can't get what they're looking for. Again, here's... If the American people don't want him, if you have a case against him, make it to the American people. The election is a short time away. Take him out at the ballot box. That simple. Really. I mean, here's the deal. If you're gonna charge him with all these crimes, and he's out in no time, I mean, he's gone here in a short period of time. Let's say he says, you know, the heck with you guys, and then you think you're going to charge him with crimes? What do you think Pence is going to do? Pence is going to do what Ford did. Just going to give him a pardon on everything. And you're not going to be able to do anything. But you'll have got him out of office. That's all you care about. I don't know why anybody would want to run for office anymore. Unless you're just in it for the power, and you think you're going to get all this power, and you get all this stuff. I don't see why anybody would run for office. It is becoming less and less of a noble thing to do, and more a suicide watch, a suicide event. It really they take on your family, they go after your business, they go after your family, go after everything about you. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side a little bit more on a peach. I'm sorry, I didn't plan on doing a whole hour on this, but I am. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. I know you don't want to be like me. Honest. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-7. Come on. Come with me. 73. Everybody say it at the same time. 732-5563. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I really do. And, you know, some of you have already sent some emails. Like, it's, you need to have an understanding of how this process works. Because I've seen what some of you were writing on Facebook, and yeah, you know what? I'm not a professore, but I got enough knowledge here. I know where to look. I know how to find this stuff, and the people that I trust, so that you know what's going on. Okay, so look, let them go ahead and impeach Trump. Okay, and seriously, this is what's going to end up happening. Now I'm taking this from a political science professor, right? Who has a degree in political science. He's a card-carrying libertarian. He said he's been studying politics and political history for the past 30 years. And his specialty is U.S. presidents. Now, this isn't the only guy that I've looked at. All right? You just need to see. You just need to see how this may or may not play out. Now, the House will pass articles of impeachment. Now, we already know this, right? They're going to be, Republicans are going to be saying, you sure you want to do this? You're out of your mind. Don't be stupid. Don't do this for political reasons. It's going to be a bad thing. Okay, not that we should be telling them anything, because they know everything, right? You can't tell them anything. The Senate will conduct a trial. There'll be a vote. The Republicans will vote unanimously. You already know this, right? I mean, I'm not telling you anything new, right? There'll be a small number of Democrats, okay, that'll vote not to convict. Write this down. Not to convict the president. Okay, legally and technically, it's all over at that point. Everything's done, and it's going to give Trump so much more, especially with a few Democrats on board. It's going to give him so much more to be able to fight with. Now, here's something that nobody's really given a whole bunch of thought to. During the trial, and this is what no one's thinking about. See, this is why I want the Senate to go full bore. Because they can call anybody they want. Remember, this is not... Bear in mind, this is not a criminal trial. You don't get the same objections. You don't have to have the same evidence. So the president's attorneys will have a right to subpoena and question anybody they want to. Are you with me? You following me? Okay, this is different than the special counsel. They can call anybody to deal with the president's innocence. All right, let this sink in, right? So, this is so much different than the special counsel investigation. It was very, that investigation was very one-sided, right? Very much, many of you have heard about, a grand jury. They get away with anything in a grand jury, right? They can indict a ham sandwich as a joke, right? We'll be hearing testimony from James Comey, don't you think? Come on. This is exactly what we've been talking about for weeks on the show. James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, Glenn Simpson, Donna Brazile, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch. They can't, remember, they're screaming right now that, there's no way. There is no way that Rudy Giuliani can refuse, William Barr can refuse. Let them go. Let them go. Because then when you go after Brazil, Holder, Lynch, Christopher Steele, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Clapper, when you go through the whole host of clowns and criminals that try to bring this whole thing together against the president, they're not going to have any ground to stand on. They're going to try. Right? You're going to see all the activities, all the cover-ups, everything that was done is going to come out. And we've heard from some already. I mean, Hillary Clinton being among them. What did she say? If they come after me, I'm going to take half of D.C. with me. I mean, these people wouldn't make these comments if they didn't have stuff. They're trying to scare others into not letting anything happen to them. And I'm sure they have the information to make sure. A lot of dirt's going to be dug up. A lot of truth is going to be unveiled. Finger pointing will occur. Deals will start being made. And suddenly, a lot of Democrats are going to be charged. A lot of them are going to end up in prison. Mark my words. And all this, remember, the president's team will now, for the first time, have the right to question these people. The president's team. The president's lawyers. I mean, tell me this. I have to believe, and maybe it's not true. Maybe I'm just overly enthusiastic here. But I really have to believe that this has played out exactly like Trump wants it to. That he thought this out and took a gamble here. Maybe it's not a gamble. Maybe it is. I don't know. But think about this. I mean, think about how this would play out. And what this would allow him to finally do, he'd finally be able to get this dirt. He said he drained the swamp. He said he put it out there for everybody to hear. Didn't he? Yeah, shut up, Siri. All right, the other thing you need to think about, maybe the last thing you need to think about, Senate's not going to convict the president, are they? I mean, seriously, you think they're going to convict President Trump in this, out of the Senate? Nothing will happen to Trump. Most Americans don't understand the political process. That's why I just try to explain to you. I'm seeing more and more video. I'm seeing more and more questions being asked of the American populace, and they don't know how this works. Right? Most Americans that believe that once he's impeached, he's removed from office. I can't believe it. I mean, remember something. This is the product of these wonderful colleges that we have. They don't understand that there's two phases to this. That there's a trial. Even some of my adult friends haven't figured this one out yet. The Senate is controlled by Republicans. They're not going to allow him to be impeached on this garbage. They're going to determine what testimony is allowed and not allowed. Right? What's real? Look at you. I saw today that, what was his name? Jim Jordan. They tried to shut him down when he was asking very relative questions. And you know what? The Republicans, they're going to allow everything in. They're going to allow the DNC collusion with the Clinton campaign. Right? Would you? Right? How they colluded to fix the election in favor of Hillary over Bernie. Right? How they created the Trump dossier to cover up. You were talking about a cover up. Isn't it funny how they're screaming cover up, and who really committed the cover up? What were they trying? They were trying to cover up how they stole the election from Bernie Sanders. Right? They're going to talk about the emails that Clinton had, what she did. They'll incriminate each one of them for lying to the FISA court, because they have the ability to do that. For spying and wiretapping the Trump campaign, for colluding with foreign political actors. Right? I mean, come on, think about this. They were colluding with all kinds of foreign entities, foreign nationals. Even Ukraine, it's now come out that they actually asked Ukraine to help them when Trump ran in 2016. It's going to be, you know, we've had a few people on the show over the last year or two. Dr. Gerard Lomero being one. You need to keep your prayers up for him. He's going through a lot. But he said the same thing, that the destruction of the Democrat Party was happening, and it was happening from within. And by the next election, they would be in total disarray. And he hit those numbers right on, didn't he? Going to be a back, they're going to have temper tantrums from within, and you see that already happening. AOC and crew, I mean, some of the nastiest, ugliest people. And they got Nancy Pelosi to change her mind. Can you imagine that? Think of all the years the Democrats have spent going after Trump like nothing they've ever done before. They have spent almost 3 years going after him. Right? They've not done anything about the black murders in Chicago. They've done nothing about the homeless. They've done nothing about opioids. They've done nothing about any of the major issues that are affecting Americans every day of the week. They told you they'd shut down the coal and that industry, putting tens of thousands of people back out of work again. So they told you how they'd ruin things. And they've done nothing to make things better. And yet Trump's the bad guy. And for all you Democrats that just want to rip me apart right now, friends of mine and others, stop lying to yourself. Look at the reality. Stop talking about what Trump tweeted and actually look at what he's done and what your party hasn't done. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me today. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.